Since 3 o'clock, we've been previewing this story. We've got our guest. He will come on in just a moment. And I just want to give you, to the best of my ability, and our guest will certainly be able to straighten me up if I'm understanding this incorrectly, but remember last fall, there was a kid, a teenager from Monument, who is completing his Eagle Scout project, and it turns into this veterans memorial at a cemetery, a city cemetery in Monument. And we featured the kid. He was on with us on the American Veteran Show a couple of months ago, and I was very surprised today to hear about the fact that this was now maybe not the biggest controversy going on in the United States of America, but it's controversial, and it's because of a passage that is an inscription, and the inscription is, quote, "Only two defining forces have ever offered to die for you, Jesus Christ and the American soldier. One died for your soul, the other died for your freedom." Now, I know a lot of people, maybe you listening, you have no problem with that. But I will say right before we get to our guest, I have said multiple times, and I just want to say this, my heart says one thing in this. My brain may be telling me something different. And I will say, because I think it needs to be said, whether you're conservative or a whacked out liberal or a lunatic fringe person on the right, an agnostic, a Christian, doesn't matter. You cannot have the United States Constitution only come to your backing when convenient. And I just want to make sure you know where I stand before I sit. But this has tugged at me since this morning, and I'm happy to welcome into the program the man who wrote the editorial this morning in the Colorado Springs Gazette. He is a National ACLU Civil Liberties Award winner, is Dr. Barry Fagan. And thank you so much for joining us tonight. I appreciate it and welcome.
Thank you, Stefan. Appreciate you having me. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. If you're on speaker, it'd probably be better if you were off it, but we can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm off speaker. I've got my Bluetooth headphones.
Okay, great. We'll take this. So thank you for your time. So let me ask, first of all, did I give everyone a fair representation of what the issue is here?
I believe you did. You omitted some things, and some things I phrase a little bit differently. But yeah, pretty much. You're certainly right in that you can't have the Constitution come to your backing only when it's convenient for you. That's certainly right. You did say the passage was controversial. The passage itself is not controversial. It's the fact that it is on a monument on public land in a public place. And in fact, it's very prominently placed. You can't enter the cemetery without passing it. And so that's one problem. It's very clearly an endorsement of a specific religion, of a branch of the specific religion by a government. And that's a no-no. But the other thing that's also problematic is that it uses the trademarked logos, the six logos of the Department of Defense branches of all the armed services. And those are very clearly forbidden by Department of Defense regulations that state that these symbols cannot be used in any way to promote any religion or any belief system or no belief at all. So those are both extremely problematic.
Do you think that there is any kind of exception to anything, whether, again, your brain's telling you one thing or your heart is telling you another? Is there any exception, say, for example, with this? I've talked to this teenager. I know he worked his butt off. He raised money, and it was a part of an Eagle Scout project. In your estimation, should there be wiggle room here to let them, for example, use the official symbols of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, maybe Space Force?
In my opinion, no. I don't work for the Department of Defense, but I'm pretty confident they're going to come down pretty hard on this, too. And since we're talking about Eagle Scouts, let me just say, I've known Eagle Scouts and parents of Eagle Scouts. Every one of them are awesome. In my opinion, though, every adult who is involved with this project, with this young man's Eagle Scout project, has failed him and failed him very badly. So now, at least, though, there's a teachable moment, and I hope that all involved will understand and appreciate the nature of the moment, and that the Eagle Scout in particular will understand just how important getting this right is.
Barry Fagan is our guest. I've talked about his editorial this morning in the Colorado Springs Gazette. I have put out on our social media pages an easy link to where you can read Mr. Fagan's article that he wrote. Go to Facebook or Twitter at Tub Show to read that. And again, I appreciate the civil conversation. I'm having trouble because there is nothing in your mind that would say, this is a teenager. This is a kid who was doing the right thing. And you made it clear. You made it clear that I don't think you're taking, you know, issue directly with this teenager.
Yes, that's right. And I'm sorry, but there's no exceptions to constitutional law for teenagers. There's nothing that says, yeah, it's okay to violate the Constitution if you're a minor. It's an exception. It's okay to violate the Constitution if you're an Eagle Scout and your heart was in the right place. Unfortunately, none of that really matters. But that said, it's absolutely fixable. It's absolutely fixable. All you have to do, there's two things. First of all, change the message so that it is religiously neutral. And then you should have, presumably, the town of Monument has an attorney. Presumably, he or she passed the bar. Presumably, they went to law school. Presumably, they took constitutional law. Presumably, they can find their first-year constitutional law tax and check and make sure that the quote passes constitutional muster. That's the first thing that has to happen. The second thing that has to happen is then you take that, the new message, you take it to the Department of Defense and you say, hey, is this going to work? And what they should do, if the court is right, is they will go back and say, yes, this doesn't promote any particular religion, any particular belief system, or no belief at all. And you're good. Get that in writing. So you fix those two things, you're good to go. Everything will be fine. And I think all involved, not just the Eagle Scout, but especially the adults involved, will have learned a very important lesson. And hopefully understand that a monument to those who died protecting the Constitution ought to be respectful of it and in line with it. It's just amazing to me that you would have a monument that violates the Constitution that is supposedly honoring those who died to defend it.
Let me ask you a two-part question. When did this come on your radar, and why is it now, like literally this morning in the newspaper, when they had their dedication ceremony in October?
Yeah, you know, I think that's really sad, actually. This was brought to my attention through Mikey Weinstein and the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. I have a long connection with them. And it was brought to his attention through anonymous clients of his who live in Monument, and a decent portion of whom are Christian. They contacted him. I don't know when that happened, but I do know that the nature of this issue and the nature of what I would assume to be the climate in Monument is that these people were very afraid to come forward. And I think that's unfortunate. I think that's very, very sad for a variety of reasons. So that's why it took so long. But as soon as I found out about it, I immediately learned what the issues were, made sure that, you know, I was reasonably confident in my position, and then wrote the article, and so we're moving forward. But yeah, it's really a shame. This should have been caught by the adults who were involved in this project in the first place. It should never have gotten as far as it did. That's a real shame for all concerned, but not too late to fix it, as I said.
Part of your editorial this morning I want to read, and I quote, "The cemetery memorial is, I believe, deeply and profoundly offensive to all non-Christians buried there, parentheses if there are any. I hope it offends at least some Christians too. But even if everyone buried in Monument is Christian, what does it say to non-Christians who have lost loved ones in uniform? No need to ask. The Society of Jewish War Veterans has already called for the memorial's removal." What happens, Barry Fagan, if the city, and again, I don't know, I'm just giving an example. I don't know if there's any merit at all. What happens next if the city of Monument says, screw you, Fagan, we're not going to change anything? What happens next?
Well, what happens next is they'll be sued and they will lose. It's really very simple. And I can't imagine any town attorney, their attorney would have told them otherwise, right? If they say that, then they'll be sued and they will lose. I'm quite confident that Mikey Weinstein and the Military Religious Freedom Foundation will take on this issue, and they will win because the law on this is so clear. That's my prediction as to what will happen. And you can quote me and you can record me and you can write down the date and we'll see how I do.
Well, you're being recorded anyway, because we podcast every
Good.
Show.
and I'm delighted. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to have you again. This is a tough one for me. I there's nobody in this state in media that supports our veterans and things like this more than me. Maybe some equal, but nobody's topping me on this. And this is a tough one for me because I truly believe where my heart says one thing. I'm not trying to blow smoke to you, but again, it does go back to you can't only lean on the Constitution, whether it's First Amendment, Second Amendment, whatever it is, you can't have it when it's just convenient for you or for issues that maybe you want to say be backed by the U.S. Constitution. Let me play devil's advocate let me play devil's advocate, and then I'll give it back
sure.
to you.
Okay.
Is there any part of you that, because I know right now I've seen a couple of texts come in already, basically indicating, can't this guy just look the other way? So what do you say to that?
I'm sorry, I can't. And the reason why is because if you look the other way, bad things can happen. If you look the other way, religious conflict has seeped the world in oceans and oceans of blood. The First Amendment and the line drawn between the Free Exercise Clause on one hand of the First Amendment and the No Establishment Clause on the other side is what has kept America immune from religious wars and the terrible conflicts that have ravaged Europe for the past hundreds of years. So I can't look the other way. I think bad things would happen. And as far as your conscience in honoring veterans, that's admirable. I think that's really true. But let me suggest that if you want to honor veterans, honor them all. Honor them all. And look at the quote on the memorial and ask yourself, does this honor all veterans? Does it all honor Christian veterans who aren't evangelical, for whom this doesn't represent their theology? Does it honor atheist veterans? Does it honor Jewish veterans? Does it honor Muslim veterans, all of whom have died in uniform in the service of their country? Ask yourself that. And if it does, if you can't in good conscience answer the question, yes, you can't answer the question, yes or no, does this honor them all? It seems to me, the honest answer for your conscience to be clear is no. If that's true, then you should fix it.
You know what? I know to my knowledge, we have never met, and I had not heard of you until today. You may have never heard of me until today, but I'll tell you what, there's so much of me that wants to argue what you just said, and I can't. I don't agree with making a big deal about this, but I also, again, it's heart and brain.
Sure.
And I,
it's
you know
always
what?
Nicer when they're both in concert.
Well,
it's
yeah.
always nicer when they both are one.
Yeah.
When mind and spirit and reason are one.
Yeah. yeah.
It's always easier that way.
Explain to our audience, and again, Barry Fagan, and I appreciate the civil discourse and his...
Me too.
Yeah, his editorial today in the Colorado Springs Gazette. We've put links out to where you can read it. I guess specifically, before I get to another question, is with this editorial... Would you have changed anything? Have you gotten any blowback? Have you gotten any positive response since it was printed today?
Oh, of course. I have. I've been a columnist for the Colorado Springs Gazette for over 20 years.
Uh-huh.
I have a decent amount of size of readership. And of course, lots of people write and say, yeah, way to go. You're right. I get it. I was afraid to say anything. So, yeah, lots and lots of positive feedback.
What about
not all positive?
What about negative?
Sure. I get my share of saying the things that you've said, look the other way, this is no big deal. Some a bit more hostile, but you know, that comes with the territory. I'm always believe that I'm a big free speech person, despite what you may think and what your listeners may think. And I always believe more information, more email, more communication is better than less. And, you know, I'm a big boy. I can take it. I like to think if I get sent angry stuff, I learn more from readers with whom I disagree, and I never reply in anger to angry things
mm-hmm.
that I get. And although for people who disagree with me, I doubt I'll convince them, but at least if they come away saying, wow, you know, that made me think, and maybe I'll gain a reader or two. So, you know, happy to do that too.
Yeah. I definitely want to keep the lines of communication open with you. And again, there's one, I have, not that you would know, but I have one rule on the program is that we keep it civil. And a lot of people, a lot, not everyone, but a lot of people, sometimes if we have guests on that can be controversial, or maybe a guest like yourself that would go against the norms of our normal, mostly conservative listening audience, I always get kind of the heat that, why would you even have him on? My answer is always, don't you want to know the other side of the story? You may not have to agree with it, but I want to know. So that's why I do really appreciate you coming on, because at least now you know where I stand. I know where you stand. And this is tough for me. Another part of your editorial this morning, quote, does America's military fight for Jesus, Allah, Moses, Joseph Smith, perhaps? Are America's soldiers sworn to defend the Bible, the Quran, the Book of Mormon, or is it something else? If you've been a columnist for a long time, you certainly know what your word choices and sentence structures can be to rile somebody up. Am I accurate in saying you knew what you were doing when you penned these words?
I choose all my words carefully. I'd like to think I don't write to rile people up, but I do think I write in response. Those are very legitimate questions that arise when you read this memorial, when you read what's written there. And of course, it's the lead, right? The first paragraph, the first few words that I write, I want to draw people in.
Sure.
I don't have a right to have people read my stuff. So I can only hope that they'll read the first paragraph and think, I wonder where he's going to go with this. So mm-hmm. that's just a part of good opinion writing.
Mm-hmm.
And just so we're clear, I may not be as liberal, quote unquote, as you might think. For example, I have written in other places, you may recall the case of the cake baker who was forced to bake
Jack Phillips,
for a gay customer.
Sure.
Right. So I editorialized in favor of his rights because of the free exercise clause.
Right.
My liberal friends gave me tons of grief for that.
I thought
he was right. The law wasn't exactly on his side, but I think in this case, the law was mistaken. Similarly, if he were to, I think homophobia is wrong. And if he were to actively discriminate in that way, I'd be among the first people outside his store boycotting him. But that's what free civilized people do. And the same thing with Hobby Lobby and the birth control insurance case.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that Hobby Lobby has the right to act on its conscience in terms of not offering birth control in its insurance policies for its employees. Again, my liberal buddies hated that.
Sure.
But that seemed to me to be a free exercise issue. So for whatever that's worth, I might not be quite the whack job liberal that you think.
Right.
It's possible.
Yeah, I haven't thought that. And people think I'm a right-wing whack job as well. And that comes with the territory of what you do and what I do. Final question, and I hope to have you on again. Have you had any interaction or any reaction from either the Eagle Scout, his family, or the City of Monument?
No. And frankly, I mean, I would love to meet the young man in question. I would sit down and talk with anybody in the town of Monument at any mutually convenient time. But, I'm just a writer. I'm happy to talk in the interest of advancing the communication. But it's probably more important that, for example, the town talk to other people that they've heard from, whole communities or people who represent communities, and not just one random guy in the Gazette. But yeah, if people want to arrange a discussion in the town hall, I'd be happy to participate. And yeah, I hope at some point to meet, if it works out, the young man in question and his family. I'd be happy to do that in hopes of finding some common ground.
And final question, again, Barry Fagan here, and wrote this editorial this morning in the Gazette. He's done it for nearly two decades or around 20 years, and you are not calling for this memorial to be taken down, removed, but instead the inscription that we've talked about several times.
Yes,
and
the altered.
And the DOD symbols.
And then the DOD trademark symbols, you need to get permission to make sure that they're compliant.
Yeah.
And if you fix the punctuation, make it a little better, I can help with that.
I thought that was a little, that was an unnecessary low blow, I thought. You may be right.
Oh, sorry.
You may be right.
I was writing in the heat of passion. I called the punctuation atrocious. I probably should have said something like it's irritating.
Could
or
have been better.
Be improved.
Yeah.
I probably should have said that. But yeah, I was writing in the heat of passion.
Yeah.
So
hey,
my apologies.
Listen, again, I greatly appreciate the dialogue. I'm going to put you on hold. Adam will make sure that we know how to get in touch with you now. And as this progresses or anything else, love to have you on again.
Sounds good. I'll look forward to it. Thank you, Steph.
Thank you. You bet. Barry Fagan, columnist for the Colorado Springs Gazette. We may have time for a couple of phone calls. We ran late with that, but I think it's an important interview to have. So thank you for listening. Thank you to Mr. Fagan and our number, 303-696-1971. We'll be back after this on 710 KNUS.